You're listening to the Next Flight to Spain podcast. Join me for conversations with my favorite chefs, olive oil makers, educators, wine experts, Spain aficionados, and friends. We'll discuss fresh ideas for enjoying Spain on your next trip. Today we're going to talk about Aula Toledo, which is a Spanish school in Toledo, Spain. I've been a student there on and off since my first solo trip through Spain in 2016. On that trip, I spent a lovely afternoon with Maite López García, who founded Aula Toledo in 2008. We walked around Toledo and I had the opportunity to see this precious city from her perspective. On that day, I also met my soon-to-be Spanish teacher and friend, Isabel Martín Alonso. I had already met Isabel over Skype, as I had taken a month or so of classes with her prior to my trip. Since then, I've taken classes from her for a few years, and now their online program has transitioned to offer a Spanish club, which I joined twice last year and greatly enjoyed. Here to tell us more about Aula Toledo and share a few stories are my special guests, Maite López García and Isabel Martín Alonso. Thank you for joining me today here at Next Flight to Spain. Maite and Isabel, I'm so excited to talk about Aula Toledo and the very special program that you have.
Hi, Molly. We are happy to be with you here.
Thank you for inviting us. We are very excited about being here and being able to talk.
I've been a student at Aula Toledo since 2016, on and off, and there's so much to talk about with my first experience in Toledo, but we'll save that for another podcast. What I wanted to focus on today is give our guests some insight into the Aula Toledo program and what it would be like if they were to come to Toledo, Spain, to visit you, experience your program, tour around Toledo a little bit, and see all the beautiful things that you have to offer. So I wanted to start by asking Maite, you recently won an award from Tour España. You also went to Madrid to receive the award, so that's pretty special. Wondering if you could tell us a little bit about why you won the award and maybe a tiny bit about your experience going to Madrid to Cibeles?
Yeah, it was in Palacio de Cibeles, in the City Hall of Madrid, which is an amazing place. And we were very happy to got it, mainly because it was given by Tour España and Fedele, that is the association of Spanish schools accredited by Instituto Cervantes. That's a quality accreditation that some of schools in Spain we have. And they recognize our effort to enjoy a language course, not only from a language point of view, but also the whole experience. Our idea with the school was always to live and learn, not only in class, but also outside class, use Toledo as a classroom somehow. That was our idea. And that was what they decided to give a prize for.
That's amazing. I'm so happy for you guys. I imagine it was a really fun experience going to Madrid and being with everyone there and receiving the award with all the other recipients.
There were many people from the sector. That was also very impressive because all the, you know, agents and schools and everyone that is related, university that is related to the language tourism in Spain was there. So it was very, very nice.
Well, I am so impressed by your program in general, and I'm so proud and happy for you guys that you won that award. I wanted to get into a little bit about the history of Aula Toledo. You founded the school in 2008, but I really did want to find out, why did you pick Toledo for your school?
I'm from a little village between Madrid and Toledo, so I was always between them somehow. And I always loved Toledo in many ways. When I have people from other countries that were visiting me because other reasons, I always love to come here to show them because I really think it's a very, very special place. And when I found out that there were no other Spanish school here in Toledo, I was totally surprised. And I thought that was a great opportunity to start with one, because there are so many things to see here and to enjoy. We are so close to Madrid also. it's a great experience to enjoy a place, not only just making tourism, but practicing the language and learning the language. And that was why I thought that Toledo could be a great choice.
Well, I think you made a great decision. The time that I spent in Toledo shows me that it's a gorgeous place to be. It has such beautiful legends and beautiful history, beautiful architecture, beautiful people and food. It's amazing. I wanted to talk a little bit about your program. Isabel, your program at Aula Toledo is really unique in that you have a curriculum for teenagers and you have curriculum for older adults. And it seems like you guys put so much work into these programs. I, as one of your students, am so appreciative of all the work that you do. Can you tell me a little bit about the difference maybe between the program for the younger set and the program for people that have already graduated from high school or have, you know, or adult students, yeah. I guess you would say?
Yeah, Aula Toledo programs are specialized in this both type of public. On one hand, young people and teenagers who travels with scholar groups, where we design fun, entertainment, cultural, and highly communicative classes for them, where they are also go out into the city to talk with local people, because Toledo is a very safe place. It's small and it's very safe. And in another hand, for adult or senior students, the classes are designing to make the most of their time to use very in a good way, and also to get to know all the city, monuments, museums, culture, gastronomy. The classes are designed for each specific group of students, but also aimed at enjoying the city to the maximum. So we think in both cases, it's a great combination between classes and unique environment.
Isabel, what are some of the things that and Maite, maybe you also want to answer, what are some of the fun things that the younger students get to do after class or a day of classes with you?
We have a lot of things because when we have the scholar groups, they have like a full program. So they've got the classes in the morning, but the activities in the afternoon. And the activities could be something from a zip line crossing the river here in Toledo to a hand treasure, the treasure hunt. Or you can make a visit to a museum, but doing something fun in the museum. So they don't just go and see it, but they do something over there. Sports, or, you know, there are a lot of activities designed for them to try to mix the culture in one side, but also to have something fun to do, because you have to be aware of how old they are and have things that they really enjoy.
I know for me, when I was in Toledo, Maite, you and I had an amazing afternoon together walking around some of the museums. I imagine some of your older students like to do that. But also, too, you guys have an incredible opportunity there with your restaurants, and the food there is incredible. Do you guys have good recommendations for the students when they come, you know, for like places to eat and all of that?
Yeah, that's something very, very basic. Before they come, we always send them like a welcoming package where we explain some things about the city, but also we give advices about where to go and what to do and what to eat. One of the more fun activities we have are wine tastings. That's always a success because it's really, really nice to hear and to learn about wines and how to produce them and which are the difference between them. But also the chance to explore, you know, restaurants and food. And there are so many types of food and so many nice places to go that for the students, that there are many gastronomy students. I would say that they come here for the language and the experience, but food is a big part of that.
Yeah, I would agree with you there, at least from my perspective. I could not believe the quality of the food that I was able to enjoy while I was there. The restaurants were beautiful. The chefs were making food that I'd never had before. So I really am excited for anyone that gets to try that. I wanted to ask you guys a couple more questions. Let me see what I have. Maite, you have students that come from 20 or more countries, is what I read on your website, at least. Is that true?
Yeah, definitely. We have people from everywhere, and that's really, really nice.
What is it that attracts them to your school? Like, when they're looking at programs from afar, it must be hard for them to figure out, where should I go? Like, which city? Sevilla, Madrid, Toledo, Granada? I mean, there's lots of options. Why do they pick your school? Why do they pick Toledo?
I think when somebody travels in general and they want to do this type of trip and this type of tourism, the first thing they think is, which type of city would I like to go? Would I like to go to a big city? Would I like to go to a beach place? Would I like to go to a, something international so I can meet more people from my country? Or would I like to go to a smaller place, a quieter place? Or would I like to go to a place to, you know, to dance and to have party? I think the ones that choose Toledo, Toledo is not the most famous city in Spain at all. Probably it's not between the top 10, you know, you may think, unless you know a lot about the history of Spain in general. But for the ones that wants to have to be or to live in a place that is calm but has a lot to offer, is a very, very key place to go, because we are very close to Madrid. That makes easy to travel from everywhere, and there are so many things to see here. We always say that Toledo is a sum up of the history of Spain, because we have part of everything, which is a, it's really a privilege. You can see Roman things, you can see Muslim things, you can see Toledo was the capital, so there are so many palaces and churches and the history of the three cultures here in Toledo. So for the ones that want to be in a place they can walk and they don't have to learn how to deal with the place, I think it's perfect.
Well, I would definitely agree with you, having had all of those experiences and more when I was there in Toledo. And I am hoping to come to Toledo in the spring to enjoy a class with you guys. So hoping to get that plan put together pretty soon here. Where can people who are listening to our podcast go to learn more about Aula Toledo and sign up for your classes, either online or in person?
The website. Website is always the entrance. They can email us, or they can take a look there about what we do and register even directly there. But it's very rare that somebody registers directly. Normally they have some questions, because, you know, I understand that coming from far away and spending your time and your holidays, people normally needs to know more about their situation. And sometimes people want to personalize it. As we work with very small groups, we are able to personalize it a lot. And having this previous conversation helps a lot to figure it out what can be good for the students. So we advise them.
And I do see that. I've seen that over all the years that I've worked with you, that you go to so much effort to customize these programs for not only the school groups that are coming, but for students that are not in school. They're just older adults who want to come to Toledo to learn and experience the city. So I think that's really makes a difference and makes you guys stand out. Tell me, before we go, a little bit about your online program. Isabel, this past year you and Maite started Club de Español, and it's something that I participated in both times. It was wonderful, but I wonder if you could just give us a little bit of an explanation of what it is, and then I would love to share my experience.
The Club de Español is a way, we think, to offer to the students the opportunity to practice their Spanish speaking ability, but it's not a very intensive way. It does more informal, like you were speaking with friends about different topic, about culture, about some interesting things, about food or wine or the lottery, like the last club. The classes are every other 2 weeks during 1 hour and a half. Yeah, we speak about different topics about from Spain, from Toledo, from Latin America. And we think it's a good way to maintain your Spanish speaking skills in a group, in a not very big group. Yes, we are 3, 4, 5 people at maximum. So this is a guarantee that you'll be able to practice during a good time, during some minutes for you, and then you'll receive my feedback or another teacher feedback. And also you can practice and prepare your classes with some links that I sent in advance. Links for videos or other news or different resources to prepare your conversation. But then the conversation is more like you were speaking with friends. I think it's like that, or my objective is like that. I don't know what you think.
Yeah, for sure. I had a wonderful experience. I did both of your Club de Español sessions.
Yeah.
They ran over, I think it was 12 weeks, every other week, and you sent us these beautifully developed materials. Mm-hmm. We could read an article that either you had written or that you had edited on a topic, whether it was something happening in Latin America, or we most recently, like you said, talked about the Spanish lottery, which was really fun. You also provide lots of other ways for us to learn about the topic if we have time, and sometimes I did have time, and sometimes I really only had time to read the article, but either way, I was able to participate. It was fabulous. So I'm really looking forward to next year and joining again. For 2023, what are you hoping for Club de Español?
The club we got right now is for higher levels, for very high level, well, very high levels of Spanish. We are planning to have another one with the B1, B2 level, which is a medium level of Spanish. It won't be so quick because, of course, if you have more level, you have more fluency normally, but I think it is good enough for practicing for the people that has a new level and they are able already to talk and to express themselves and having a real conversation, which is at the end the aim of the club.
Well, I'm excited to sign up. I think I'm in B1 plus. I'm never really sure what my level is anymore, but I'm excited to sign up for next year. And that's actually all the time we have for today. So what I want to do is just say thank you so much for your time. And we are going to meet again, talk more about Aula Toledo. I want to talk about my first experience coming to Toledo and meeting Maite, and we'll do that in another podcast. But for now, thanks everyone for listening. We hope you learned a little bit about Aula Toledo, enough to either go to the website and find out more, hopefully sign up to go to Toledo and visit, or maybe sign your school group up to come visit, whatever works for you. So, but thank you, Maite.
Thank you.
Thank you, Isabel, for joining.
Thank you, Molly.
I've enjoyed being your host here at Next Flight to Spain. To subscribe to my podcast, please visit my blog at www.nextflighttospain.com. In my next episode, I'll interview my friend Melissa, who recently visited her daughter during her study abroad program. We'll focus on what to do in Madrid and cover a single day itinerary. I'm hoping to have a surprise guest, so you'll have to tune in. Chat with you soon at Next Flight to Spain.